Turkish forces have begun bombarding towns in the north of Syria as troops mass on the border. It comes just days after the abrupt US pullout from the area. Families have been filmed fleeing on foot and in cars and trucks. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces say three of their fighters and five civilians have been killed. Dozens more have been injured. The military action has been condemned by European nations and the United States. Back home, police have begun the hunt for an arsonist they believe started those devastating bushfires in northern New South Wales. 21 homes have been lost in four separate fires, leaving residents in the Rathdrum and Yuengar areas devastated. After a horror 24 hours, reinforcements will be flown in from interstate later today to help exhausted fire crews. Residents continue to return to their homes, many finding they have absolutely nothing left. A manhunt is underway in Germany following a shooting attack on a synagogue and a kebab shop, which has killed two people on Judaism's holiest day. The shooting rampage in the city of Halle was live streamed on Amazon's video gaming platform Twitch and has since been removed. One gunman was filmed in action wearing a military-style outfit carrying several weapons. Police say one person has been arrested. German officials have labelled the shooting an anti-Semitic attack and say there are signs it could be the work of right-wing extremists.